We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
We're just seeing the very tip of the spear of all the ways in which artificial intelligence, and in particular machine learning, are going to impact us. And potentially, machine learning is a bigger disruption of our industry even than digital was.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Today's going to be a great show because we're speaking with Jason Retail Geek Goldberg. Jason leads the commerce and content practice at Sapient Razorfish and hosts one of our favorite retail podcasts, The Jason and Scott Show. He's also a great friend of the NRF, serving on the shop.org board of directors. We're going to talk to Jason about the trends shaping the future of retail and the insights from where he sits as one of the industry's top insiders in just a moment. Today, I'm happy to be joined by my co-host, Susan Retta, editor of Stores Magazine. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Doing well today. Thank you.
Why are you doing well today?
I am always happy and cheerful. Happy to be here.
I thought you were from New York.
Yes, which makes me even happier.
And more
all
cheerful.
All the time. Yeah. Never grouchy.
I think a good night's sleep. Well, we're here at the shop.org conference, and we're very fortunate to have Jason Retail Geek Goldberg with us. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Bill. Super excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. And when'd you get in?
I got in last night. I wanted to be fresh and ready. Today is my favorite day of the year. So
very good. Well, I'm glad that not only is it your favorite day, but that you're here with us on Retail Gets Real. It's a great opportunity for us, and we're really excited that you were able to do it. So thank you. Hey, so trends. You know, everybody wants to know about trends, and you follow trends probably more than most. What are you seeing out there in terms of what's happening in retail right now?
Potentially a loaded question, because there of course...
Every question is a loaded question, Jason.
It's almost like you do this for a living or something. It's crazy.
Just trying to get insights, that's all.
Exactly. So obviously we're a trend-based industry. There are all these trends that come up all the time, and many of these trends are super important, and they're contributing to dramatic disruption of our industry. And so you hear a lot about the cloud and about machine learning or artificial intelligence, which is a topic I'll be talking about today, which are fascinating trends. We're still talking about new trends in the evolution of how people shop on mobile devices, which I'm super interested in. The reason I say it's a loaded question is because while those trends are all fascinating and interesting, many of them are simultaneously overhyped. And so I'm always slightly reticent to call them trends, because it's almost like I don't want people doing them because they're a trend or chasing something because it's a shiny bauble, but rather understand what's underlying these trends and driving like real transformative change in our industry.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting to me that there's so many things that, you know, we've called trends for so long, and now it's just a part of retail. It's part of the customer experience. It's part of what retailers just naturally offer. It's not a trend. It's just how you do business.
When I started my career, which is too long ago to mention, there was this new trend that was just happening in retail. People were talking about this new trend. There was this thing called digital. And of course, today, if you go anywhere and you say, I want to talk about this new trend that's happening digital, you would rightly be laughed out of the room.
One of my first beats was e-commerce, and nobody knew what e-commerce was. So everything I wrote was with an extra, you know, comma, e-commerce, the business that blah, blah, blah. Listen, I have to, I'm weeks away from having to put together predictions for 2019. We do it every year for Stores, which is the official publication of NRF. If you had to choose two tech trends that you think will continue to have traction in 2019, what might those be?
Caveat, Scott and I on our podcast do this future show every year, and we're super competitive with each other. So I'm.
But I wouldn't write about
it. I know,
but
no. I don't want Scott to hear
about it,
because he'll steal my good ideas and claim them for his own. Because we keep meticulous score.
I do that to Susan all the time.
Yeah. So that being said, I'll tell you the trends that I'm pretty confident are going to be here next year that I like, and one that I know we'll be talking about a lot. So the one we're for sure to be talking about is we're just seeing the very tip of the spear of all the ways in which artificial intelligence, and in particular machine learning, are going to impact us. And potentially, machine learning is a bigger disruption of our industry even than digital was. Now, and I don't say that lightly. So I feel like this is still a trend. We'll be barely on the uphill slope next year. So we'll be talking about it a ton. Caveat, it's such a big, broad, amorphous thing. I actually hate talking about it because it's not like you go, oh, we weren't using machine language last year and we are using machine language this year and it's some binary thing. It's a whole tool of tactics that we use to create better customer experiences. And I just think all of us will be using a lot more of those tactics next year and in subsequent years than we have in the past. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because when I, in thinking about this, laying awake at night, things running through your head, right? 2019 doesn't feel like there's one or two tech things that are just now bubbling up. It's like retailers are finally embracing many of the things we've been talking about for a while, and they didn't have the capital to. So we've had a good year. They've got a little more money in the coffers. And now they're going to chase some of these interesting tech trends that we've talked about for a while. So 2019 feels like a year we could really move forward, but not necessarily have a great big tech trend.
For sure. It could be the year that some of these trends we've been talking about get more realized as opposed to a new one. The one that it's been around for a little while but isn't talked about very much, and then maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, but I think next year is poised to be the big year for it, is there's this new technology out there that's primarily used, it can be used for any kind of website, but it's particularly well-suited to being used for mobile websites, called Progressive Web Apps, or PWA. The reason I'm super excited about it is because I'm really focused on helping retailers make money. And we have this horrible trend for the last several years. All of our customers, our shoppers, are moving from desktop devices and browsers to mobile devices. And this is a great trend. We've talked about it forever. And so almost every retailer listening to the show probably has more mobile traffic than they do desktop traffic today. The conversion rate from those mobile shoppers is 1/3 the conversion rate from desktop shoppers. So people are buying less often, and when they buy, they're buying fewer things. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. Like, I've sort of called that disparity the mobile gap. And it's literally been a 3x gap for the last several years. It's maybe slightly starting to narrow. Like, you have some best practitioners that only have a 50% gap instead of a 300% gap. But it's a huge problem. And this new technology, Progressive Web Apps, is the best technology out there to address a bunch of the underlying problems that cause that mobile gap to exist. So, on the one hand, if you just look at it objectively, it's a no-brainer. Every retailer should be developing a mobile web app iteration of their mobile presence right now. It makes imminent sense, and there's tons of evidence that it's super successful. Most retailers aren't talking about it, and very few retailers are doing it. And part of the reason, I think, is because we have so much mobile fatigue from the things we've been talking about and doing the last 3 years. So most retailers just launched their responsive web app that they've been working on for 3 years, and they're super proud. And now this bastard Jason comes in and he's like, hey, that was great, but you should retire that and launch Progressive Web Apps. It's not a fun message to hear, but it's a terrific way to make money.
Well, what are some of those underlying reasons? I know personally, so I will go on my mobile device and I'll search and I will pretty much find what I was looking for, but then I won't purchase from that. I'll go back to my desktop because it's more expansive. I can see it better. I can navigate better. And I can spend more time as opposed to, you know, it just seems cumbersome to do that on my mobile device.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And so when we talk about that mobile gap, there's kinds of two big categories of reasons. One category are reasons that the metric is bad, and you just hit one of those. You were a successful customer. You used mobile to help create a demand and desire for a product, and then you fulfilled that desire on your desktop. So as a retailer, I fulfilled your needs. I made some money on you. I'm thrilled. And so I would argue that our metrics of looking at that your mobile experience as a failure because you didn't convert on mobile is a mistaken attribution. I will tell you that, well, you're not alone. That you're what you described is a very common behavior. It was more common 2 years ago than it is today. Today, we're starting to see more exclusively mobile users that don't also move across other devices. So I can kind of solve your problem by implementing some what I call multi-device attribution that recognizes that you started on a mobile device and finished on your desktop. There's some other problems. You just use your mobile for different things. You might use your mobile phone to find a store.
Correct.
Total successful mission. To the e-commerce guy on that mobile website, that looks like a failed conversion, when in fact, you didn't come there to buy something. You came there to get an address, go to a store, and have a great experience. So there's this whole category of attribution that we need to change, that mobile moments create new visitors that, you know, their successful outcome isn't necessarily conversion, and we need to be able to measure that better. But there's a bunch of other underlying reasons that people just don't buy as much on mobile, right? So there is much more friction to buying something on your mobile phone than there is on your desktop. I like to joke, it generally takes three hands to complete a purchase on a mobile phone. One to hold the phone, one to tap the screen, and one to hold your credit card, right? So very few consumers have three hands, and so conversion is considerably less. There's a lot more friction in that checkout. There's less real estate, so it's harder to look at a long shopping list. It's harder to do, like there's fewer pixels to do recommendations and upsells and allow for what we call serendipitous discovery. And so most purchases on mobile tend to be more a single item versus multiple items. In e-commerce, it's pretty hard to be profitable when you just sell items one at a time. So there are all these frictions in the mobile web experience. And some of those frictions go away when you're using a mobile app. Right. So there are tons of stats that conversion on mobile apps is much higher than mobile web. And so you pretty quickly would go, oh, my God, the solution to Jason's problem is everyone should be making a mobile app. And many retailers have, in fact, made a mobile app, and you can reduce some of that friction on that mobile app. The problem is, I actually think making a mobile app for most retailers is a horrible decision, because the metrics on how many people will download and repeatedly use your mobile app are horrific. You're going to spend potentially millions of dollars building this app, and it just doesn't reach very many users. And you walk into a retailer and they're saying, hey, Jason, good news, 10,000 people downloaded my mobile app last month. 100,000 people have downloaded it, right? And you go, great, your mobile active monthly users, users that use it every month, is like 3% of that number. And you get more visitors on your mobile website in one day than you're getting in a year on that app. So the reach on the app, frankly, just suck. And, you know, there's all these other problems. My mom does not know her iTunes password. If the only way to buy something from you is to have is for mom to download the mobile app, you are screwed, because she can't download apps, right? So there are all these problems with apps. And by the way, the apps aren't discoverable. So like when you do a search on Google, it never shows you a product detail page from a mobile app. In mobile, we've had this problem. The web experience has too much friction. The app experience has poor reach. And so what progressive web apps do is they perfectly merge the strengths of those two solutions while eliminating the downsides. So you don't download them from the app store. It's somewhat unfortunately named. Like, it should just be next generation mobile websites.
Right.
So they're mobile websites that can do all the things that an app could do, and they can feel more app-like, and you can, in fact, install them on your home screen and use them permanently. But they're indexed by Google, they're discoverable, and one of the key things is they're extremely fast. So the user experience is much quicker, they download much faster, they're much more responsive, and a ton of the friction in mobile shopping is the actual speed of the mobile web. So progressive web apps are super exciting, if only we could get people to forget the brain damage they had from launching their responsive website last month.
That is for sure.
That was a good long question. So what does all this mean for holiday sales? Will we use digital, I'll say digital in the broad sense, more this holiday season? I'm thinking we will, just because we're so time constrained.
Yeah. So, I mean, and clearly, like, there's a trend to more and more of our shopping being digital. And I always like to think of two things. Like, most people like to talk about digital sales. Hey, depending on how you count, 9%, 15% of all retail sales are consummated online versus in a store. I'm much more interested in the digitally influenced sales. What percentage of the things you purchased did you use digital tools to help you buy, whether that was discover them or choose them or curate them or whatever? And so, you know, there's a very clear trend of ever increasing majority of our purchases are digitally influenced. Forrester does a study every year. They're on average overall, all retail sales, more than 50% are digitally influenced. Deloitte does a great study every year. They're like, I think in the high 50s or low 60s. Even categories that are not very digital, you think of like grocery, are now 50% digitally influenced. So in general, purchases are more digitally influenced than ever before. And the holidays are disproportionately skewed to digital for exactly the reasons you mentioned. We're all time constrained. We all are valuing convenience over money more so over holidays than we do year round. And so we're using more digital tools than ever before. It frequently is the time when customers are going to first test or explore a new digital tool. And so it absolutely is going to be a very digital holiday season. One thing that is interesting in the old days, like digital used to be this one day a year habit. Like 25% of all e-commerce in like 1996, the day before the iPhone was launched, 25% of all e-commerce happened on Cyber Monday. And as we progress, what's happening is that impact is being diluted. It's happening over the whole holiday period. I would actually argue it's elongating the holiday period. For many shoppers, holiday started with Prime Day this year. For sure, if you're in China, it's going to start on Singles Day.
November 11th.
I just think that you're going to shop over a longer period of time, and more of those purchases are likely going to be digitally influenced.
And a shout out to Alan Davis, who coined the term Cyber Monday.
Absolutely.
Jason, we are running short on time, and we could go on and on and on, and I'm sure that
we're
going to
have
you back.
By that, you mean I could go on and on. I got you.
We could listen to you go on and on and on, because
listen,
it's very, very interesting.
Listen, I want to pick your brain for
intriguing.
Hours.
And, you know, you talk to a lot of people. You know a lot about this business. You've been around for a long time. I did notice, I must say, it caused me to chuckle when I was looking at your bio, that you started, one of your first jobs was with Commodore. And it was like, Commodore? I haven't thought about Commodore in eons. I mean, it's been a long time, but it's cool. I mean, you know, they were out, they were fast, they were big, and you know, things happen. But it's kind of neat that you were able to see it from that vantage point right at the beginning, really.
Yeah, it's super fun. We're sitting here in the Venetian, the Sands Expo Center for shop.org. Too many years ago to mention, like, I was exhibiting at a show called Comdex, where, like, Commodore was showing products, like, in the same venue. And so I feel like nothing's changed. Yeah.
So before we let you go, we have a part of the program that you may be familiar with, and it is called Rapid Fire. Jason, for this segment, we're going to ask you some questions, and you're just going to respond with the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
I am. This sounds like it's potentially career limiting for me, but okay.
I don't think so.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
Susan, start us off.
Your favorite Halloween costume.
Yep. So I have a 3-year-old son, so we're totally into firemen. So it's now, my perspective has totally changed. I'm all about the fireman Halloween.
Stay costume. On the Halloween theme. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I love those kernel corns.
Ah, very good.
All right. You're the retail geek. What was the last thing you geeked out over?
While we are recording this podcast, Apple is announcing their new phones. And so if any of you think my answers are kind of muddled and stupid, it's because I'm actually placing my pre-order for the next iPhone while we're talking.
What is must-see TV for Jason Goldberg?
Just binged watched Black Mirror. I caught it a little late, and caveat for folks listening, it's fabulous, and there's a bunch of episodes that are very relevant to our industry, talking about near future trends. It's very dark, so I would just, it probably would not be a show I'd watch with my family.
Now, what's something that people would be surprised to know about you?
So I met my wife at shop.org exactly 8 years ago today.
No way.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
Exactly. So she unfortunately couldn't make it this year, so I just sent the flowers. And
that's great.
Yeah, so we are a shop.org family.
Flowers
through and
more to come.
Yes, as okay. A precursor to,
just,
yes.
You know, exactly. Working the angles for her.
Well, congratulations, Jason. That's really fantastic.
Thanks.
So, Jason, to learn more about, well, first of all, if people want to hear the Jason and Scott show, where would they go to download that?
Yeah. So the good news is, in the highly unlikely event that you didn't get enough of me in this show, there's like 150 more hours of me on the interweb. So we're on all the channels. It's called The Jason and Scott Show. Scott's parents were horrible at SEO, so they spelled his name wrong. It's S-O-T. But if you just type e-commerce into iTunes, my terrifying caricature will pop up, and we'd love to have you join our listeners.
And to learn more about Sapient Razorfish, where do they go?
Yep. So again, we've been doing this for 20-something years. You type Sapient or Razorfish into the Google, it's going to take you right to us, or you can go to the publicist.sapient website or any of our properties.
You know, I know that we're running really, really, really tight on time, but I do want to tell you, I looked up Sapient. Incredibly interesting where, you know, you came up with that. I mean, the fact that it has correlation with Homo sapiens.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was saying to my colleagues earlier, I said, I'll impress Jason by saying, well, you know, it is from the Latin sapiere, and which came from the Middle French, which means wise. But anyway, that's a little too deep.
Yeah, that's pretty cerebral. I was more interested. The Razorfish was they just couldn't get a URL, and they were trying to think of an animal that no one had done. It turns out it's like an ugly sardine-looking fish.
That's fantastic. So, Jason, thank you so much for joining us. We really enjoyed having you.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much.
Susan,
a lot of
thanks
fun.
Again for hosting, co-hosting.
Thank you, Bill.
It's great to have you, and we can't wait to do a few more of those with you while we're here at the Shop Door to Work Conference at the Venetian in Las Vegas. And thank all of you all out there for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thanks for listening. And if you like Retail Gets Real, help us spread the word by telling your friends about the show or give us a rating on your podcast app. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.